Jesse Stewart here with the spring planting report from the KGLO Farm Desk. And joining me now, President of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, Bob Hemiseth, is on the line. And Bob, talk to me a little bit about what you're hearing about planting conditions around the state of Iowa.
Well, it's up until this rain event this week, been hearing a lot of good conditions, a lot of planting going on, especially in the southern part of the state, southern and central. In my area, we started a little bit last Saturday, just got the planters running, and then we ran Monday, and then we got some rain, and we haven't ran since. But my area, it's just getting started. Most guys are either just started or going to start here as soon as the weather dries up. But I'm hearing of guys to the south that are, there might be some guys that are getting close to done. There's guys that are half done. So I think planting progress has made a pretty good pace. For the time of year. It's pretty early yet. So.
Yeah, and I would agree with you there. I've heard some reports of guys here in north central Iowa who have finished up or are very close to finishing up their corn planting already. And I know you're in the Decorah area, so kind of off in that northeast corner of the state. And, talk to me as far as you mentioned good conditions, soil conditions and everything. It seems to be a general consensus across the entire state that no matter where you are, things are really in a good condition to get some planting done.
Yeah, before this rain event, I know some places in southwest Iowa probably got a little more rain than they wanted, but I know we haven't gotten more than probably half inch, 6/10 total for the week, but our conditions were as good as they've been in a long time as far as dry. The soil works up nice, it plants good, and the soil temperature, that's kind of one of the concerns we had, but by Monday, it was moving higher and trending higher, and the forecast looked good, so we decided to go. So it's a little early for us, but we always look at it. If the conditions are right, that probably should be doing some planting because you never know if it rains for 2 weeks. So.
Exactly. And you think about it, too, and I know you mentioned how it's early. It's not very often. I think maybe once or twice before we've seen this happen, but it's not very often where we're hearing guys planting corn or even finishing up corn planting in the middle of April.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual. So I know that, time will tell how it proves out, but if the conditions are good and the soil temperature's right, I don't blame guys for pushing hard to get it in.
You know, as we move through the next couple of weeks, Bob, is there anything you could think of you would want to share with fellow producers? Just some tips they need to worry about, maybe some things they need to watch out for going through the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's just a matter of, we talked about it being early. I wouldn't, don't push the envelope, let the conditions get back to where they need to be. It's too early to be mudding corn in. It seems like you'll regret it later. So, we all get in a hurry and we want to get it done, and the weather forecast may not look like we want to, but still got to remember that the calendar's still way in our favor.
Definitely very true. And, you think about it, obviously soybeans, we won't be worried about those till we probably get into May. I've heard a couple of guys say that they're thinking maybe the end of the month if they get done with corn. But typically, we get into the middle of May and on past that is usually when we start seeing soybeans, wouldn't you say?
In our area, the guys are usually when they're done with corn, they go right into beans. And I even know of some beans that are in the ground up here already.
Wow.
Put in the end of last week. So there's different mindsets on that. Everybody's got a different opinion. But this guy thought he would be better off putting beans in early than corn. So, So it's an interesting thought process. So
It definitely is an interesting thought process indeed. Bob, anything else you could think of about spring planting season that you would want to add?
I guess I just would remind guys to be safe, just be careful. Things happen fast, and especially when you're pushing and you're tired, and so just be careful.
I would have to agree with you on that one. Bob Hemiseth, President of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, I appreciate your time on this spring planting report. Joining me here.
You bet. No problem. Thank you, Jesse.
This has been a spring planting report from the KGLO Farm Desk, brought to you by Via Field, MBT Bank, Farmers Co-op at Forest City, Leland, and Keister, Minnesota, Poet Byrow Finding of Hanlettown, Lake Chevrolet, and Rib Crib. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.